German savings and cooperative banks open. Crypto trading to millions. Germany's two biggest retail banking networks are switching on crypto trading for their customers. Bloomberg reports that the country's savings banks, Sparkassen, and cooperative banks are rolling out cryptocurrency trading to millions of retail clients, according to a July 4th post from Wu Blockchain. For a market where buying Bitcoin long meant opening an account at a separate exchange, this folds crypto directly into the banking apps most Germans already use. The timing matches the schedule Sparkassen set out a year ago. In June 2025, Bloomberg first reported that the savings bank network would offer crypto trading by summer 2026, with its securities arm DekaBank running the service. Summer 2026 is now here. Sparkassen's 50 million customers get a buy button. The Sparkassen Finanzgruppe is Germany's largest banking group, a network of local savings banks serving roughly 50 million customers. Under the plan reported last year by the Block, trading runs through DekaBank, the group's wholly owned securities house, and surfaces inside the existing Sparkassen banking app rather than a separate product. Early coverage pointed to Bitcoin and Ethereum as the launch assets, not a long-tail altcoin menu. That is consistent with how DekaBank has approached digital assets so far. It obtained a German crypto custody license and has run institutional crypto services since early 2025, so the retail rollout extends infrastructure that already exists. The cooperative banking sector, the Volksbanken and Raiffeisenbanken, is moving in parallel with its own crypto offering for retail clients. Between the two networks, most of Germany's retail banking population will have crypto trading available where their salary lands. A direct reversal of the 2023 position. 3 years ago, the Sparkassen board rejected crypto services outright, citing volatility and risk as incompatible with a savings bank's mandate. Two things changed. MiCA came into force across the EU and gave banks a single legal framework for offering crypto to retail customers. Germany has been one of the biggest beneficiaries of the licensing wave. The EU passed 244 MiCA licenses in June, with German and French firms taking the largest shares. A regulated product with passporting rights is a very different proposition for a conservative bank than the gray zone of 2023. The second factor was simpler. Customers kept asking. Matthias Diesel, chairman of the Bavarian Savings Banks Association, told Bloomberg in 2025 that client demand drove the reversal. Savings banks watched deposits leak toward exchanges and neo-brokers that offered crypto, and concluded that standing still meant losing the relationship. Bank apps become the default on-ramp. Crypto arriving inside mainstream German bank apps changes the default path for new buyers. Instead of onboarding at an exchange, passing separate KYC, and wiring funds out, a Sparkassen customer taps into an app they have used for years. The friction that kept casual buyers out drops close to zero. Two caveats matter for anyone weighing the bank route. First, bank-held crypto is custodial by definition. DekaBank holds the assets, and customers hold a claim. Users who want direct control of keys still need self-custody options outside the banking system. Second, banks rarely compete on trading fees, and the spread on a convenience product aimed at 50 million customers is unlikely to beat a spot exchange. Pricing details for the retail rollout have not been published yet. The market backdrop for the launch is subdued. Bitcoin trades at $62,432, but 1.2% in 24 hours, and Ethereum at $1,758, 1.3%, as of July 4, 2026, with the fear and greed index at 25 in fear territory. German banks are shipping crypto access into a drawdown, not a mania, which is arguably the healthier way to onboard millions of first-time buyers. It also positions the banks for the next demand cycle. When interest returns, the buy button will already be in the app, and the wider ecosystem of crypto cards and spending products gains a much larger funnel of holders.